And then in 1960, I came here and I was on a medical campus and I wandered around looking at the hospital and I was looking for a topic that would be interesting but also get some attention from medical people and nursing people. And I discovered that they were concerned about dying.
Yeah.
So I did 6 months of field work on dying, and I was still flying back to Chicago to finish this study because my people were still there. So I started this study, and then I hired Barney Glaser, who had just come from Columbia, and he was he had studied with Lazarsfeld and studied with Merton, but they never captured him as totally as an acolyte. And when he read Mirrors and Masks, he got very excited. He had never read any of the Chicago stuff because Merton never assigned any of it. Mm. He didn't know it existed. And he became very excited because the early Chicago monographs are very primitive in terms of theory, but they're very interesting. And they're all very real.
Descriptions
about, of about gangs and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the critique on that it is a duplication, a reduplication of the world.
Yeah.
No theory within.
Yeah, it's about race relations and prostitutes and
hobos,
everything.
Hobos, the hobos and study.
The hobo is the first one, yeah. And so we did the study together, and in the course of doing the study, we developed this method of grounded theory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the relative weights of that were that I was already doing it but had no names for it and no self-consciousness about doing anything that was different. It was just that I was doing it. And I began to do it immediately with the dying study and in very quite sophisticated ways,
mm-hmm.
more sophisticated than before. And Barney had studied with Lazarsfeld, so he was acutely sensitive to method, which is what Lazarsfeld was really good at.
Yeah.